local artist?
Jim Crewson.
All right, and so we're right now, this noise in the background is actually his installation piece at NADA. Fan favorite so far.
Oh, great, great. That's my intention.
Yeah, so please tell me about, you're incorporating a lot of really cool elements here.
Thanks. Yeah, I was going for Survival Research Laboratories meets a Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, cool. This guy is awesome. It reminds me of The Neverending Story or something
like that.
It's like the rocks in The Neverending Story. You know how the rocks talked?
Right, yeah.
So they would talk. Like, this reminds me of one of them. And it's actually playing a bass. Is that a bass?
That's a regular guitar, but it's kind of set up just so the bass strings are really low. So it makes a thud. And when I had it really loud when I was setting up, it sounded great because it was feeding back. You crank it up, it sounds great. And the walls shake, too, which is really
nice. That's awesome. So how did this inspiration come?
I was just thinking of, like, you know, if somebody threw a guitar up along the side of the highway and landed in the woods, you know, and there's a magical dirt creature who found it and just started playing it, you know?
Just, like, jamming out with his one bass note?
Yeah.
Like, I you have a... So, are these all, like, found materials, or did you...
Well, I found the plants at Walmart. And the guitar was like $100, you know, and I'm good at wiring stuff up, so that worked. And, you know, made a little robot mechanism in there. But no high concept, you know. It's just makes
You're not high noise. Concept, you're just making smart.
Right.
I like that. And tell me about the, like, puppet who looks like he's in a dummy chair in school.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like Portrait of the Artist as a young man, you know.
Longingly gazing at the music and the rock.
Well, the thing is, this one, I gotta work on it tonight because this was working. She starts up or he starts up, and if you stare at it long enough, it'll start going. The head moves around, but I think I gotta replace the batteries.
Oh,
it was working.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I gotta take that one home tonight. There it goes.
Oh.
Yeah, it works real slow.
Yeah.
There it goes.
It's pretty cool.
Thanks.
It's kind of like walking into a Jim Henson nightmare.
Right.
You're also the only piece that I've seen that I can actually talk about, which is really funny. It's like the only approachable one for me. I've been like, yeah, this imagery's cool.
Right, that looks cool.
You in History Laboratory, which is funny, you guys are the local artists. Are there any ones that like seem to have like cohesive like pieces that someone like me who doesn't know anything about art can like be like, this is cool?
Right, yeah, no, just this one.
Yeah,
you know?
Just these two. So let's talk about the painting.
Yeah.
It's funny because I know you're a local artist, and immediately I was like, oh, is he just portraying, like, some, like, old, rooted down hippie jamming out on the street?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, well, jamming out in the woods, you know? And I've been watching a lot of hippie exploitation films, like Skidoo, you know, where they have, like, sensationalized hippies. I always like second-tier versions of cultural things, you know, like not Nirvana, but Alice in Chains, you know? So not real hippies, but cinematic portrayals of hippies. And I just like that it makes a lot of noise, too.
Yeah.
You know?
And so this is more of a vibration noise than like the robot who's actually jamming out.
Yeah. But this again, if you turn it up and it's in the distortion channel of the amp, so when you crank it up, it sounds a lot more noisy, which I'm gonna try and do. Stick around because I'm gonna gradually turn it up until they tell me to stop.
Yeah. You're just like shake it up a little bit in there.
Yeah.
And so, did you take this photograph?
No, that's one of those wall murals that you can cover your wall with.
Oh.
And I got obsessed with it and put it on everything.
Nice. So you also have these cardboard cutouts in this, and it shows you your fondness for Walmart.
Right.
Represent for the brand.
Well, this is what you see when you, like I was at Walmart yesterday, I had to buy food coloring for my hippie puking piece.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you see when you go to Walmart. It's really, and I just had to portray it.
Yeah, with the kitty, like scoopable cat litter and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to edit out that F word. And so let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for the radio, Jim. I don't know where you're. All right, so yeah, this is as soon as you enter in, you get the hippie, Cheech and Chong-esque, like hippie-looking, like pothead, puking. With a laptop, on a laptop. Yeah. Could you tell us about that?
It's just, you know, I could come up with a real pretentious answer about, like,
how. Please do.
Well, you know, our technology has been ruining our society in really subtle ways for the past 20 years. But it's really about, yeah, it's like my anti-technology statement.
Yeah.
You know, hippie puking on. Hippies don't like laptops. Well, they do now, but.
Yeah, because they're yuppies.
Right, exactly.
All right, and Sarah's going to love this. So I like it because it's kind of like a companion piece to The Thinker. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
It's like the only artist name I recognize because I was like, all right, that's the guy from Gang Gang Tan. That's more my element, not the art stuff.
I like making stuff that people can relate to immediately because I hate.
Is this you too?
Yeah, that's me too.
Okay, so we have to talk about the painting too. It's it goes to the art. I like it because I hope you don't find this effect. It reminds me. Do you know about the Museum of Bad Art?
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, like it reminds me of something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what it is. I try and with the airbrush try and make things as nice as I can. You know, like I'm not going for weird.
Yeah.
And disjointed looking, but it just ends up coming out like that when I'm done. You know,
yeah.
I was trying to like replicate as precisely as I could from the photograph, but they always come out looking skewed and like a thrift store painting in a certain way, which is nice.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I'm not judging you.
No, it's good.
Okay.
So
could you describe the painting for the listening audience?
Oh, okay. It's the promo shot from Three Men and a Baby. Pretty much straight from the internet. I take a lot of work just by Googling stuff.
But okay, so who's the baby?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, so we have I don't know, who's that guy?
Ted Danson.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Rosie and Tom Selleck.
Ted Danson looks so young and beautiful.
I know.
What
he looks
happened?
Voluptuous there.
Yeah, I know. He's lovely.
And then Steve Guttenberg on the end.
Is there a reason why Tom Selleck is... Is that Tom Selleck?
Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Okay. I called him Burt Reynolds earlier and someone got angry at me. And I was like, tomato, tomato.
They're
22.
They're both mustachioed.
Yeah. You know? But Tom Selleck is pretty feminine.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I was going for that. It's kind of like my marriage equality thing. You know,
yeah.
Like, this sounds really stupid. But I think with marriage equality, like how gay people are integrated into society more and more, there's something that's lost, like the outlaw status of being gay. And this is kind of my, how much that disgusts me in a certain way. I'm all for marriage equality.
Oh, like just like the loss of a very important subculture.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like the mainstreaming of like a really influential subculture on many different levels.
Right, right.
And like the downfall of that. Even though it's good,
right.
There's
it's
like
a
the downfall.
It's a step forward.
Well, because the way it's portrayed in mainstream is so like ridiculous and one-dimensional.
Right, right, right.
You know? And like
we're
now
just
it's
like everybody else, you know,
yeah.
Which is really gross in a lot of ways.
Or just really flamboyant and not
right.
An actual human being.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah, a lot of my friends don't like. My serious friends don't tell people. Like, they're not afraid, but that's not going to be the first thing they say to someone.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's not my identity.
Right, right.
Because I'm
right.
A person, and I think that's like the newer generation's backlash to that.
Right.
It's just kind of be I am gay and I don't hide it, but it's not gonna be my identity.
Right. That's progressive to
yeah.
me, you know? So yeah, I tried to queen him out as much as I could. I put a sweater around Ted Danson's neck, you know?
But that seems like something Ted Danson would do anyway.
Yeah, you're
so
right,
it's
you're
just
right.
Like a little loss. And who better yet to be the big baby than Rosie O'Donnell.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
So you have been making art for a while.
Uh-huh, yeah, for, I know. For how many years? Since?
5, 10, 20,
Well, you know, the first art, I've been making art since I was a little kid, but the first time somebody told me it was art was probably in the early 90s. I used to make these videos, you know, and they were like, oh, it's art. So that's when I started calling it art.
Is it really cool for you to showcase, not only because this is apparently a really big deal, but also to be really intricate in the construction of the building and the painting and stuff. Like, you're the reason why it looks pretty in general
right
now, and to be able to showcase your work here.
Yeah, it's nice because the Basilica, it's like a little family, so it's really nice to be involved in that, and I feel like an insider, you know?
Yeah. You're just like, I know these people. This is my, I cleaned that room out.
Get out of my house.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool.